Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. You know, just that last part about being seen, probably a big deal, being seen. Well, I want to welcome you to the format, to the Vibrant Living format. I'm really happy because we have a vibrant collaboration, a new team member today. You'll be meeting her in a moment. She helps people bring out their language, their words, their story, which gives them a sense of purpose and meaning. You know, really, we have two kind of lives, really. We have this vibrant life, right? And then we have a counterfeit life that we kind of learn habits and what I call thought viruses that we go to. And the idea is when we become more vibrant, we actually begin to use our intelligence and our wisdom in a different way. We're going to be talking about awakened imagination today. Awakened imagination, how to go beyond facts, figures, and linearness, how to go beyond those things to craft a new world, bridge a new world. I want to welcome Alicia LaRose, my producer and co-host. She's been someone that has been a family member and a contributor to my life in a big way. I want to welcome you, Lisa.
Thank you, Glenn.
And I'm excited, Lisa, because we got a new team member, a new vibrant collaboration. I want to thank our vibrant collaboration team, Andy Hoard out of New York City at Green Earth Enterprise, who does all our printing, and he does it in the most green, eco way. I know he's going to be real excited to meet Sarah, who's our vibrant collaboration person that's going to help us with copy and bringing us this message. You know, Lisa, when I think about people, I think when they're really able to connect their message to other people, it's such a significant thing. I want to get into this thing about awakened imagination, and I want to say you're part of it. I want to let people know how I met you, because it's part of the awakened imagination journey. So I went to attend a lecture when I was about 20, many years ago, because I felt that I was thinking in a very different way than what I experienced in the classroom and all around the classroom. I felt like there was another whole level of thinking that was occurring that I couldn't describe. I felt there was something going on that was very different. And I would meet people, and they age differently, and they move differently. And I thought, God, what's going on with these people? Because I'm curious about them. So I went to this lecture with Kevin Foley, and he told a story about this guy who would kill him. He would go to kill himself each night. But what happened was he was too tired to make it to the dock to kill himself. So the next night he would plan it again. He planned to take his own life. But then what happened was that the fact is he would start to respirate better. So the quality of your life is the quality of your breath. The quality of your lovemaking is the quality of your shared breath. Breath is a big deal in our lives. So he actually felt so much better. He didn't kill himself. And when I went over to see Kevin, he had recommended some books. And I started to read about imagination, and I started to realize, like, oh, the way to use imagination is you could see something that occurred in your life, and you could actually revision the imagination. You could, so let's say, for instance, you got fired or something happened that you felt was unpleasant. you could revision that. And the way to revision it is to sit vertical, sit upright, and to exhale three times and see the situation differently. Just to see it differently. And that begins to change your body and your breath. So with you, I started to see, and I think somehow this is connected to a bigger mind, by the way. I think that that when we use our imagination, it hooks us into a bigger mind or a cosmic mind. And so I thought, I'd love someone who could, we need a team of writers, and we need now to get this message out about the Vibrant Living Network, because we're very different. We help people become speakers and kind of create their own careers. And so part of my awakened imagination was I tuned into it. I saw it. I saw someone coming in, and then I was reading about our product, an apple cider. What do they call it? I forgot the name of that product, but you know the name of it. The tonic product that has apple cider vinegar, raw honey, has elderberry. And I thought, this is a really good product. I'm going to do a feature on this. And then I saw your name because they credited you, which you didn't know. So I want to welcome from Busy Bee. I want to welcome Sarah, who's got a wonderful last name. I'm not an expert at saying it. So why don't you say your last name and welcome?
Sure, and thank you. My name is Sarah Lahoulier, and I think what you're referring to is a shrub, maybe? Is that the one?
On Kate's website, it's the one that has, it's called Fiery Cider.
Oh, that's why you put fiery people. I have no idea where you're going.
Oh my God, we went full circle. Yeah, when I messaged Sarah, it's really hilarious, right? That was a Glenn Langwidge thing. Yes, I was thinking fire something. I read fiery people, and you had enough intuition and trust to contact me. So that's wonderful.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, another part of this.
I was going to say, it's nice that you had enough faith and trust in and followed your intuition and contacted it back. So thank you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It was an adventure.
You know, I was just pondering what Lisa just said, or what you just said, both of you just said, is that part of awakened imagination, and I make awakened imagination part of what I call the Vibrant Living Challenge, which is this 3-month program for people who want to write a book, make a movie, become a speaker, how to create your own career. And it's really this relational imagination, because I have people use imagination seeing other people in different ways. So it's quite a it sort of wakes people up to the other dimension. So what's happened through the years is people unexpectedly have done things that I could never figure out. Like this therapist came to see me to tell me, she did a series of imagery tapes for children. And at the end of the walk, she says, by the way, she goes, I have this condo near the beach. Anytime you want to use it, use it. And so what I started to see happen, talking about awakened imagination, going beyond the world of facts and figures, I would start to listen to people say facts and figures. Like this one guy told me, he said, Glenn, we never, ever do this. We never let people review that kind of tire. And I said, really? I said, why don't I speak to this other guy who's like the president? And they overnighted me the tires the next day. And so I started to see that we have this mind that's kind of based on facts and figures and linearness. So a lot of times what people do is they kind of collapse. They don't even engage in something because they figure, well, you know, there's a fact they can't, or their time's a factor. So in recent years, I've been playing with people on this notion of what I call a vertical leap, or a leap beyond time, which is the idea that you can engage something fully. And I realized when I first discovered this, it really was that people would show up in my life just like you did. They would show up in a way that they couldn't, even if they didn't understand what I was talking about, they would just show up. So,
yeah.
Right? So I just love it. So,
well,
so
I
obviously
Google
you're.
I made
you
sure
did Google me.
You were not. Yeah, I had to Google you before I called you.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you're
right.
A real person. I do get some.
Yeah,
fans,
that's a good point.
I get a fair amount of spam.
Yeah.
I've judged you as not spam.
Thank you. That's I Lisa will quote that for the website.
You're not spam.
Right.
Good.
Well, you know, so what's happened, and there's a new book called, it's called The Village Effect. And so what she's talking, we're going to have her on. One of the things she's talking about is that things like email and texting actually miss a significant part of the brain and a significant part of wisdom. And so what's interesting is sometimes I can feel people so deeply that it always surprises me if something happens with the phone. They get totally lost. But I realize that's because we've been kind of training ourselves in a certain linear way, a certain way of using technology. So how we use Awaken Imagination is on the first day I ask people to write down, this is our 3-month program, and our 3-month program we do with our hosts who want to become speakers. We have events, we have people come, and we also have people want to write, you know, books and make movies and also just be better coaches or better conduits, you know, in their lives. And they've never really been around an environment where you cover each other's back and you kind of have a different breathing rhythm as well. So I kind of studied this because I saw, I'll give you an example. I'll give you something that happened in my life. I had this vision when I was 19 that I wanted to play this exhibition match with a former number one tennis player, Guillermo Vilas. And I just saw it and I would see it. But anytime I would say it to certain people, they would tell me the facts. The facts would be I hadn't played at that level. The facts is that, you know, celebrities don't interact with people unless they're celebrity. It was a lot of facts. So then I got around this guy. His name was Champion Teutsch. So Teutsch was a guy with this book called From Hate to Greater Happiness. And I met him through this model. And one of the things that she was saying to me is that she never paid attention to facts. Like, facts always got in the way, pretty much. So with Champion was the person who researched all those things. Like, you know, he would research, like, if they told a teacher they gave her all the, or her him, the smartest kids, and they gave him the kids weren't considered smart, but they had the notion they were smart, they treated them very differently. So I started to see that there was, if you were used to being treated a certain way and people felt they, quote unquote, knew you, they would reference you in a certain way. So I started to build this in, the awakened imagination, because I saw the power and wonder of it. So around the tennis thing, so after many, many resorts told me they wouldn't do it, I was at one resort, Sugarbush Mountain, and they handed me a check for $20,000 to produce an event they didn't really understand but were very intrigued by it. Now, I saw that in my imagination many, many times. Now, I didn't realize that what would happen through a kind of a crisis, I saw how to use imagination in teams, how to build this into teams, because oftentimes people start to let their thought viruses, they think they know something from their thought virus. So thought viruses are like things people believe but they haven't really questioned. You know, from whether it's flu season to if you don't have this certain level of education or work, you're not able to do certain things. So I thought, well, those are pretty common thought viruses. But what would happen if you worked or you discovered through playing and interacting with other people that there's another whole level? So that's how I came up with the Vibrant Living Challenge. And then I had something happen in my life where I had a huge, what I call relational tsunami. And I started to use my imagination again, and people would show up in my life, kind of again. And so here it is. There's a linear time pattern that most people buy into, which is a horizontal pattern. It's horizontal, has a certain feel. You hear it in people's voices. It's kind of that non-enthusiastic, this is the way things are kind of voice. And then there's this other vertical spiralic thing, which kind of change. You could see in people's walks and breath. I presented at Harvard on this, by the way. I want to brag about that. I presented at Harvard with people around the world that were talking about how movement changes the brain. So I thought, wow, just when people get a sense of, when they can see in their imagination, they could be and express a certain way, it changes their body. And so I call it vibrant speaking. And again, I guess, Sarah, I wonder, of course, that doing your work, you already, how much do you relate to what I'm saying in terms of your work with people as a writer and working with people in the world of passion and want to move? Like in your world, as I'm speaking, and we were classmates, would you relate to what I'm saying if I gave a 3-minute speech in front of the room or something? Or tell me how much you relate to and you're concurrent with what I'm sharing here.
Oh, yeah, I definitely relate to it very well. And I tend to, most of my clients that I work with on writing and projects, they're people that are really passionate about what they're doing, and they have a great deal of imagination. And they, that's kind of, I mean, you've seen my website. Either you look at it and you're like, this is not for me, or you're like, yes, you speak my language. Like, I just want for people to be able to be themselves, whoever that is, to attract the right people that they want to work with. I mean, a lot of my clients are coaches or they're in the creative industry, but you can hear it. Like, I had a, I'll never forget it. I had a kickoff meeting with a client last year, I think, and it was me and the graphic designer that I work with and this woman, and we were all crying on the call. Like, this woman got so excited about what she was doing, and she's a coach as well, and she just, we were all just in tears talking to each other because we got on the same level, you know, the vibrational level of being with each other. And it was, it's so much easier to work with people like that for me. I know it can be a challenge too, because there's so many emotions involved in it. And it's just a lot of navigation. I've been doing it for a long time, so it's easier now, but for sure. Yeah. I think so, there's like the monotone, this is the world. And then there's the vertical of like, this is what I'm excited about, and this is what could be, and this is what I wish would be, but I'm scared to hope that it exists. So it's my job to say it exists, and we'll find it, and we'll do it. Oh, but you have to be honest.
I love it. So my vision with you is to fill our Vibrant Living Challenge, our 3-month program, with our Awakened Imagination, with our Vibrant Speaking, our hosting program. I vision that you'll be able to deliver the language with me and bring this to another whole level, as well as I'm ready to bring in now an Instagram person to use some of the social media.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yes, I mean, I'm ready to do this collaborative demonstration journey that I want to, I know what it is I want to share with you. I want to share with you something happened yesterday. I'm thinking you and Lisa might relate to, maybe not. So six years ago, when I was in the midst of this relational tsunami, what I mean by that, I was totally devastated. My deep beloved partner, she was departing, and it was the most confusing, perplexing thing, because around my world, I had all kinds of people, you know, say they would assist us, and really amazing, wondrous people, and I just couldn't bridge the gap. Bridging the gap and being able to be in a vertical world gives you your body and your imagination another whole level. We're going to explore that with Sarah and Lisa LaRose. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. A new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, where vertical thinking and vision and, you know, relationalness is one of the topics at our upcoming big event in Vermont in June. We're going to have this wonderful event. You're going to be there, Sarah. Alicia's going to be there. We're going to have vibrant speakers.
I am?
So,
oh, good.
But, yeah, I just wanted to invite you ahead of time that you're already there. I see it. You're there.
Okay.
So welcome. Welcome. Oh, I know what I wanted to share. See, we're talking about emotions. And I want to say a big thank you to Lisa. Lisa's so wonderful when I come at her. I come to Lisa after, like, really, like, soaring, just being so moved to communicate something. And she's so kind because she'll listen and help me bring this. She's got one of these wondrous abilities to deal with many learning styles and to be kind no matter what. Beautiful quality about Lisa. So what happened 2 weeks ago, Sarah and Lisa, was... several weeks ago, I met, he's not here today, I don't believe it, Nate Hughes from Menla. Menla is one of the significant centers where people go to replenish, they go to become more conscious with some of the foremost teachers around the world. It was founded by Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's dad, who's a Buddhist scholar. And I'm so honored in this collaboration with Nate. So what came to fruition was when we told Nate about divorce patterns, not each other. Divorce the patterns, not each other. And I share with him my vision that a lot of times people divorce because of habit, thought viruses, the whole culture of individualisticness and not relationalness. Very few articles. You won't pick up a magazine today. It's about weeness. You're going to pick up a whole bunch of articles about empowerment, but not relational power. I shared my vision with Nate. Nate set the dates, and he sent me the write-up the other day. He sent the dates that Dr. Tesha is going to be there. And I saw it, and I realized I just felt so, it's funny, I just felt really emotional. I felt, wow. I saw the first write-up for Divorce the Patterns, Not Each Other, which you'll get a copy of, Sarah, came to me at like about 1 in the morning after 14 nights of having what I call soul seeing. I just saw the situation in a very different way. I started to see it and see it and see it. And I can now see more colors in life, and I had this other whole sense of couples. It just totally... And I wrote this, and one of the first people I shared it with was Dr. Martha Hackett in Ohio. I read this to her. She's a medical doctor and does work with energy. And she said, Glenn, there's nothing written like this. This is really unique. She goes, I didn't divorce my husband 10 years ago, even though at the time he didn't work and he was an alcoholic. She goes, I saw beyond that. So when I saw this come, and it's going to be at Menla, I just felt like, wow. Because a lot of times, you know, visions come. You see things. You have no idea, right? So I want the Vibrant Living Challenge to be places where people can ground, to find, to be able to tell the story, and to have other people, you know, listen to it in a way that brings out another dimension of it and grounds it. And also around speaking, I feel like most of the scripted speaking and rehearsed speaking so gets in the way of the heart of people's deep message. So the last event we did, we had everyone there, no matter what their degree, the common denominator was they all went beyond their scripts, no matter what education, finance, whatever it was. So here you are, Sarah. What's the thing that, here you are, I want to be able to demonstrate something with you on the air, off the air, that's so wondrous and delicious. So what, and I want to be able to let Andy in on this at Green Earth Enterprise, because he deals with so many people that want a greener, healthier planet, and they want to do business with someone who's the most environmental print shop in the country. I've never met anybody like I'm psyched to introduce you to him. I'm psyched to introduce you to Maureen. So what's the thing that so I got the Vibrant Living Challenge. I have this network. You know, I did a series with Gary Vaynerchuk, a pretty renowned copywriter. I see you on our team as helping bring out these stories and this opportunity in a way that's, you know, distinct, one of a kind. Do you see yourself? Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself there?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. What are you curious about? From anything I've said, what's the thing that struck your curiosity?
I think I'm curious about how you lead the program, and do you work in group only or one-on-one, or how does that all work? Do people work with each other? What's the format?
I'm so happy you asked me a simple question. I love simple questions. They're so helpful. This woman wrote me the other day. She says, Glenn, she goes, can you fully love a Latin woman? And I thought, wow, that's such a simple question. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. So I started to work with groups organically. It just seemed like there was something about a group. Like I meet someone like Lisa, and I think, oh, I want to introduce Lisa to this person, like Andy. And I started to feel like, wow, there's something that happens when we don't compete, but we actually use the power of what I call vibrant collaboration. So we amplify our prosperity. So I started to do this pretty regularly. And when companies would hire me, like Kyle Kwakinama, and Charlie Fox, God, he was such an incredible human being. He was pretty nonlinear. He says, Glenn, we want to give you $20,000 to open up Atlanta. He goes, go open Atlanta. And he goes, that's our usual contract. And I said, our usual contract? He says, yeah. He goes, our product's no magic dust. You got to live a happy life, care for people, move every day and breathe. And you can take Kyle like as an immune system lover. So we had such a great time, you know, and it was such a, so I called Charlie up because I hear about a doctor, you know, this doctor, who I developed a pretty strong relationship. He was an orthopedic surgeon who healed of breast cancer. And she did a video called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, Dr. Lorraine Day. And so Charlie flies out the next day. So I see what happens is when people aren't competing, they get more smart together. Something else that happens. So I started to do these groups. And then there were some people, you know, that would just want to do these one-on-one sessions. And I realized as part of the one-on-one session, I did this on my paper route. I would listen to people in a way. I noticed their eyes would change. I could see more sparkle in their eyes. And I could see they would respirate differently. So I, as a pioneer in the field of life coaching, I started to notice, okay, the body is significant. When the body comes alive, you could see something. And then when I had my relational tsunami, I realized, oh, couples. You know, couples have everything right there. They could be... Everything is so in a couple, and what happened, you know, and I want to focus on the solution, but we got so carried away with all this self-improvement and all this empowerment stuff, we didn't realize that that would impact the weeness of things. So I work with the group, I work with about 60 to 100 people. It's 3 months, and we practice these practices. And people, how it starts off is everybody asks the question, what's possible beyond possible? What's possible? And everybody's got a vibrant vision book. And you all get a partner, and you have access to the whole group. And the idea is, in the outer world, for the most part, people are going to give you these facts. They're going to give you like, oh, there's not enough time. You don't have enough degrees. They're going to give you all this, what I call terminal normality nonsense. Terminal normality nonsense. It's just there. So I also ask people to stand up and say, like, what's different? You know, and I met this woman, Mantra. Mantra had no money, but she had a movie script. One day, Mantra got $1 million for that movie script. She used to wear this little necklace that'd say, you know, beyond everything, trust God or something. And I would meet people like that, and I would see them, and I'd think, wow, why is it that people in this world, how do they go beyond that terminal normality B to this other place together? So I have people who have relational journals, not solo journals. I'm just coming out with a journal for couples called the Vibrant Journal for Couples, because I want to build coupleness. Everybody, okay, yeah, we get it. You could be massively self-improved and divorce your partner. We already got that one. This is something very different. So it's a 3 month, and we check in twice a week. And then in some cases, we have get-togethers. And what I decided to do with these events, these speakers, vibrant speakers events, is have people come together at the events and speak on the thing that moves them the most. And then from the inside, the other thing I noticed, Lisa and Tara, was that there was something really magical when the speakers got together. It's like they encouraged each other because they're in the same dojo, the dojo where we honor each other, we give reverence to each other, and people would say things like this woman came on the line one day. We did a series on how to master the media for our speakers, and she had a great English voice. You know, she was a certain kind of a function. She did this placement therapy. She would go to people's homes. But she had this great voice, and someone said, you know, I bet you can make another whole level of income doing child stories.
So she got, that was a tipping point for her. She started to do children's stories. So we have this environment in the Vibrant Living Challenge that's really about listening to the listening, listening to the listening. And I learned that from the former financial ambassador of Chile when he was up against the firing squad. He talked about as human beings, we have the ability to listen to the listening. So what you do, you step back and notice. And for him, how he stepped back and noticed is when they had loaded their machine guns, he stepped back and he noticed them. And he said there was a brief moment, he called it a human moment, where they didn't kill him. And what I do is I practice helping people, if you will, detoxify or free themselves to the thought fiber so they could listen from this other world, from a world of open questions, which is so rare for adults, open questions, curiosity. And then we have practices. So we have movement practices, we have writing practices, and we share this with each other. And people craft talks, and we have conference meetings, video meetings, and we have get-togethers. And also along that line, we have these vibrant collaborations, like you, Sarah, where organically we basically come together beyond trading, beyond exchanging, beyond bartering to a new world of prosperity. And also the other thing, Sarah, that's significant, and Lisa, is working a lot less. I don't believe we're supposed to be here overworking. So a good model for me is that people become underwhelmed and more in tune with each other. And so that's what the Vibrant Living Challenge is. Yeah, and I have clients that I work with couples and families as well, and single people. And so I've been doing it very organically. And this whole thing that happened in my life, I discovered on some level I'd been a matchmaker, but I became what I call a vibrant intimacy matchmaker, which we're going to kind of dive into on the next segment. Hopefully you'll get to meet Nate. Did I answer your question? Oh, it's 1:30. I went way over time on this segment. Could you believe it? I want to introduce you to someone. I want to introduce you to someone that's a pretty significant person, you know, because I started out talking about awakened imagination. So when I was in this relational tsunami and I really dove into like, what's this world? What's a world beyond divorce and division? What's a world beyond, you have an opinion about someone, you think you know someone. And my joke at the time, my funny idea was, it seems like your partner knows better than anybody else that you need medication rather than anybody else. So I heard about Dr. Teshna, and she was helping people kind of remove these, what I might call thought viruses, from your body. And I had a vision at the time that I would make this film. That was another thing that was happening. After a year and a half, I was starting to see that this what seemed like such a catastrophe was opening up in another whole way. And that's when divorce, the patterns came in. And I went to meet Dr. Teshna. I actually drove 6 hours to meet her. 6 hours a week I would drive to see her to do this work, because I realized, honestly, that most people don't move on when they break up and divorce. They say they are, but no, they still have this significant thing, and they become more harsh, more rigid, right? So I decided, as I was developing things, I would develop something called the Ecstasy Bond, which I thought was pretty cool. And I did that thing. I started to travel to meet people who are studying these different levels of intimacy. So I want to welcome Dr. Teshna. I want to introduce you to Sarah, our new visionary writer, Busy Bee Writing, and of course Lisa. Teshna, sorry, I went over a little bit there. I got carried away for a second.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Hi. I'm Sarah. So what would you like me to share?
Well, I thought it would be interesting for you to share. And I want to introduce you to, of course, Sarah, who's a Busy Bee Copywriting. She helps people get people who are passionate like us, get our message out. She's on our team. Lisa's here. This is what I want to ask you that I think is pretty significant. So when I started to work on to play with this film idea, I was able to get, I feel, the best acting teacher in the world to work with us, Eric Morris. I was going to give him a doctor. I don't know why. And Marilyn Horowitz, who, by the way, is studying this awakened imagination work. She's a professor at NYU. This is what I want to ask you. So a lot of people conclude their lives based on the beliefs that they believe in. They believe in their beliefs. So they come to you feeling they're just devastated or feeling that they can never accomplish. Like Rita, who's become so close, by the way, to us, who said when she was in Russia and had this kind of sexual trauma, she never thought she could be close to a man. Well, at 40, after working with you, she said she's more close and intimate than she ever imagined. So I guess what I want to ask you, since we're talking about awakened imagination, maybe share with us a couple of stories of people that would come to you where they awoke into something they never thought they could have or experience. Maybe give us a feel for that. I thought that'd be kind of cool.
Well,
you know, because Sarah hasn't experienced your work and Lisa hasn't, but I realize a lot of people, a good story might be able to, because you do something really distinct, and I'm so happy you're on our team, and here you are. Story time.
Yep. Well, there's so many different reasons people come to see me. Everything from somebody that broke up with someone or divorced someone. Sometimes it's a week ago, sometimes it's 10 years ago. But even when it's 10 years, sometimes the hurt is still there, just as if it just happened. And every time they think about it, they get teary and they get all stressed out. And so I was able to help a number of people get over that by working with them with the NET, neuroemotional technique that I use in my office, to help them free themselves up from that stress that comes up, literally getting it out of the body through the meridian system. And that's very powerful. So when you take someone who's been hurting, unable to be in another relationship ever since because of all the hurt and everything, and then you get them through that so they're totally okay, and then you help them on the other side to manifest what they really want, that's really exciting. And so, and I've seen that with a number of people in my practice that have been coming in so that I can help them with that.
You know, I want to be very specific, and I want to invite Sarah. You're going to be our curiosity part. What are you curious about? From what Tesha just said, what are you the most curious about? Because you don't know, you probably don't know what neuroemotional technique is. But what are you most curious about? What would you want to ask Tesha?
More about that.
Oh,
about the
okay. Let's do it. What we'll do is we'll take a pause, and you guys can take some exhales, and really, there's a world beyond your linear thinking, of another whole world of growing young and aware. And we'll continue on that theme and some relational wisdom in a moment. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Stay with us.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the divorce the patterns, not each other.
on the Vibrant Living Network, along with Dr. Teshna, Sarah, Lisa LaRose. And Sarah, I was asking you to ask Teshna something. The focus of divorce patterns, not each other, by the way, because I had a chance to talk to thousands of people now. And so many people would say to me that in the light of day, they wouldn't have divorced. They would have actually done something different, but they had no alternative. Most people divorce when their hormones are drained and down, and they have a very dark picture of their partner. So it's almost like a pretty popular thought virus. So one of the things I was excited about with Teshna, it was a place that people could go and really see what would happen if they could experience the love and the connection beyond the buildup of resentment and non-forgiveness, which usually, you know, tsunamis into breakups and divorces. And by the way, it gets reinforced. And most self-help and transformation materials don't seem to get to something fairly profound about we-ness and about the biological and spiritual purpose of marriage. So Teshna, why don't you walk us through like your office? Give us a feel. Give Sarah a feel for like if she didn't know what neural release method or therapy was. Just what's it like when someone comes there, a couple or a single person? Let's focus on relationship because that's the topic at hand. Let's say they come and they're in a relationship catastrophe. What's the first thing you would do physically with them or ask them?
Yeah. Well, when I work with couples, I have a couple rooms that have two tables in it. So I have them each lay down on one of the tables, and then I will ask, for example, like let's say they're having difficulties and that's driving them nuts about each other in a bad way. So then I'll find out, okay, so what is it? I'll ask the woman, for example, okay, so what is it that's like your top stressor, you know, with your husband? And she'll say, well, it's because he criticizes me all the time. Okay, so then I'll test her for, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean being criticized. And sure enough, she goes weak on that. So I use muscle testing to find out if the body is congruent or not with what they're saying. So when you muscle test someone and they say a statement, like let's say if they said, I am a woman and the person is a woman, she should remain strong on that. If she says, I'm a man, she will go weak on that because her whole body, her whole being, her subconscious knows that she's incongruent with being a man, but she's congruent with being a woman. So you can use the same method for any statement. So when somebody tells me that what's driving them nuts is being criticized all the time, that gives me a clue that that's part of their belief system, because we always get attracted to the people that will fit our belief system. So if the woman believes that love and life means being criticized, she'll be attracted to critical men. It's just the way it is. And the man usually believes that love and life mean criticizing the people he loves, because he learned when he was a little boy that that's how you show your love, that you care, is you criticize when you see something you don't like because you're trying to improve the person or whatever. And so sure enough, you know, then I will test him on, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean criticizing the people I love, and he goes weak on that. So they have a marriage made in heaven, you see, because their belief system matches each other on the subconscious level. Now, consciously, they may not like that, and they may not want that, but subconsciously, they do, and that's why they were attracted to each other. And it goes on down the line for all the different aspects of their relationship. So then what I do is I use the technique, the neuroemotional technique, to help clear that, and it's using the meridian system. We hold different points and hold the forehead and let them breathe out that feeling or that belief or the emotions that come up when I test for it. And then after that, when they're done clearing it, then I retest and I'll test her on the same statement. I can let go of the belief that love and life mean being criticized. And now she's going to be strong on that because we just released that. And then what I'll do is I'll have her say the opposite thing. So I'll have her say, I can allow myself to believe that love and life mean being accepted as I am, and make sure that she's strong on that so that she can now allow herself to be accepted as she is instead of being criticized and still feel loved. And then I do the corresponding clearing on her husband. So I clear him on, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean criticizing, and then at the end I have him test with, I can allow myself to believe that love and life mean accepting the people I love as they are. Did you see? You cleared that, yeah. Then there's a lot less criticism going on.
Do you find that people need more than one session on this to kind of get everything worked out, or are there people that just come once and then it's, you know, one and done?
Well, as far as, like, particularly, like, that belief system about the criticism, you only need to do it once. But there might be other issues, you see?
Right.
So usually it's a combination of issues. So, like, when somebody comes in, I will clear as many issues as I can. So, like, in, you know, if I do a half-hour session, I might be able to clear at least, like, maybe, I don't know, like six, seven different issues in a half an hour. So it's pretty fast once I get into it, you know. And when I clear, and when I have both of them in the room, I'll test the woman and I have her clear her stuff while I go and test the man. So I go back and forth so I can do twice as much work instead of doing half an hour just with her and then half an hour just with him. I do the half an hour and I work on both of them at the same time.
Cool. That sounds really powerful.
Yes, it's really cool. And I've never had to clear the same thing twice so far, and I've done it for many, many years. And once that's cleared, that particular pattern is cleared. So then I ask them, okay, so what's the next thing that's bugging you? And then they tell me, and then we start working on that one. And we just keep doing that. And as we do that, the charge between the partners starts to be less because they don't have so much things that are affecting them. So instead of being like on the scale of 1 to 100, like the stress is over 100, the stress starts to go down. It goes down to maybe 50 after a session like that. So now there's more potential for them to be able to reconciliate or being able to get along and be willing to come for another session. So then we clear more stuff. So then the stress goes down even more, like maybe 25 on a scale of 0 to 100. And you just keep doing that until they feel like they can handle it again as a couple. So that's very powerful.
The thing,
Sarah. I was going to ask if you ever work with parents and children in the same way.
Absolutely. It works for any kind of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain age that you find would be... There is how young is too young to start this?
Well, I mean, I've done NET with as young as like 4 or 5 years old, as long as they can, you know, I can muscle test them with doing it directly with them. And then I've done it since, you know, right after birth using the mother as a surrogate.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Very cool.
So when I put divorce the patterns not each other together, I kind of saw there was this other whole, I don't know, like I saw a universe beyond what was being shown to me, and I on the inside I had a neurosurgeon, I had Dr. Norm Shearley, whose wife had just passed away after 56 years, and I asked him about this. We were doing a series on essential oils. And I realized as it really became clear that I wanted to do this very one of a kind matchmaking, this vibrant matchmaking. I call it vibrant intimacy now, matchmaking. That I also wanted to help people match who had been married before to help them marry again. Because I realized for the most part, a lot of people, they divorce out of such deficit and division and habitually. So one day Norm called me and told me he developed a line of products called Air Bliss, which changes the brain in 30 seconds. So I realized, when I work with couples, I would have something in conjunction like what Tesh is doing. I have resources that would be able to give people a vision of love, a vision of deep ecstasy, a vision of partnership and we-ness that they've never had before. They didn't have it in their family of origin, and they didn't have it in their marriage. They didn't really have a vibrant marriage. They didn't even have a vision for a vibrant marriage. So I realized after people cleared stuff that in some sense matching and having depth would be the next level of relationship. And I also got together with this guy who's renowned around the world for his research on the brain. And he was writing a book on the relational brain. And I realized over the last 30 years with all the self-improvement and transformational stuff, it was so missing the we-ness. So I looked at this guy's work. It's called An Integral Paradigm. It's studying is an example of people change their lives by doing different things, whether it's meditating or fitness or dietary changes.
the weakest part of the weakest part of the whole system for most people was relationship. That was where they didn't really know how to practice. So at the deepest level, like in the Divorce to Patterns on Each Other, the physical book, there's a chapter called From Betrayed to Be Loved Together. There's a chapter on the ecstasy bond. And also I started to learn that the way that people learn their relational system, like as an example, a lot of people would make the children more relevant and important than their marital partner. Well, actually, relational principles show that you need to make your marital partner always number one. That goes to the children. So I started to discover things, and so I felt like, wow, we should develop a workshop for people who are already meditating. But the thing is, a lot of people meditate in a solo way. They don't meditate relationally. So I felt like at the deepest level, I wanted to make this available. And also, of course, I got to meet couples that remarried. I got to meet couples that experienced this vibrant marriage and this vibrant relating, which had to do with, you know, going beyond dating. Dating was the worst thing that came along and made people, you know, dating is like the domesticated kind of like, it's like processed food. There was no education or awareness of what it takes. How do you relate to someone and deepen that connection? And dating, the dating world is so full of caution and fear. So that's kind of how so when I met Teshna, I felt like this, she was going to be a significant part of this and that my whole life had shifted because now I was pondering on things like relational imagination. How do couples use imagination together? And my whole orientation was from the transformation world was so much about just you, just me, but very little about the impact of how we transform our whole lives relationally. So, you know, meeting you, Sarah, meeting Teshna, meeting Lisa, started was like a relational thing. And then, of course, because I've done so many shows, I've done a whole series on people who have totally healed themselves with Parkinson's. And what was the lesson there? Well, one of the lessons was, and I just, as they said, I just came back from Harvard, is that people that, I'm going to take a scientific leap here. That people that actually rest, nest, and have delicious sex on a regular basis, that sets up the neurology for trusting life and sets up the cells very different. So I like to focus on, like, what is it that actually initiates deep vibrancy? It makes sense that if people feel frightened and they get more frightened, it disturbs their system on a regular basis to the point where it shakes and it moves differently. So the bigger question was kind of like, okay, what's vibrant trust in relationship? How could you be in a relationship where you could experience ecstasy? Because to experience ecstasy together and have this experience of a delicious sex life, you need to be at this level where it's like you could reveal yourselves to each other. Or I might call this unscripted love. So I felt like Teshna had one thing that would benefit people profoundly, because when I looked at the field, I thought the field was, funny enough, individualistic therapy for the most part is harmful to your relationship. Now, most people don't know that. It's fairly simple. When you work with a system, it's very different than when you're working just with one person, independent of all the people who think they know a lot about self-empowerment. What's your take on that, Sarah?
Yes. I think that's great. That was a lot to digest.
I know. That was a long wave, and I hope Tasha still loves me after I said all that. Let's see. I'll test myself. Does Tasha still love me? Still love me?
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you, Teshna.
Dr. Teshna, I was just looking at your website while he was talking.
Oh, good. Tell people what our website is, because we're gonna have the information about. We're doing a one of a kind weekend. You guys get to experience Teshna, and it's going to be out of this world over at the Menlo Center. What did you discover on Teshna's website? Tell people what it is.
It's drteshna.com, correct?
You're such a psychic.
Yeah, right now the site is under construction. At least enough information about the next workshop that I'm teaching right now is going to be in November at Metabee in Hillsdale, New York. But then we're going to do one in June at Menla in the Catskills, and that one is going to be with Glenn. Yeah. And it's not on my website. Because we just decided the date yesterday morning.
Oh,
yes,
great.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah,
so
and your book is on here.
Yeah,
and your picture is so colorful. I love it. It's great.
She's like a rock star. I watched her present Elric Apollo, and she actually said she was a rock star. Because someone said, do you sing and dance? And you said yes, but that's another topic. But you were great. I love how you presented that day. That was 120 people were just sitting there like melting. They loved it.
Yeah, it was fun. I love teaching. I love speaking in front of people. That's like my thing. I love to share what I have to offer so I can help their lives.
Yeah.
Lisa, yeah, say something. We just got a minute ago. I want Lisa to share something. Lisa, share something. I totally put you on the spot. I apologize.
Anything.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, I so appreciate, you know, Dr. Teshna, and one of the things we didn't really get to speak about it is actually being able to do something you never thought you could before. But I know that in your practice and in working with individuals that you discover that every day. So thank you for your work. Very much.
You're welcome.
All right. I want to welcome Sarah to the team. Love you a lot, Teshna, and I appreciate your work so deeply. Lisa, thank you for being ever patient and willing to go to the next level. And thank you all for listening as we expand our Vibrant Living Network. Chris, thank you. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. I'm Glenn Brooks. Be with you next time.